感谢神的恩典，让我们能够用这个早上的时间一起来学习神的话语。
I thank God for His guidance that we can come today this morning to study His truth.
今天早上要用我生命的君王做题目跟大家来查考。
And today we're going to study the King of my life as for mutual encouragement.
这是我们最近在读经的进度里从93篇开始。他一直强调的主题。
And this is from Psalm chapter 93, which is also part of our Bible reading schedule.
神作王。
It is Lord our King.
神作王统治这个全地，因为这个全地是他创造的。
And the Lord reigns the whole world because He created this world.
他的权是超乎我们能够想象的。
And His authority and His power is beyond our imagination.
因为这一个广大无边。就是这个宇宙万物，所有的一切都是从他的手造出来，他的话里面命定的。
Because the universe which he created has no end, and he created from the word of the words from his mouth.
当这个科技越进步我们会发现说，我们原来以前所认知的那个世界其实是非常非常有限的，但是其实神的创造却是那么广阔无限，让我们。
As technology advances, we realize that the world we once knew was not, we did not fully understand this world.
这样一个神，这个神他作王，其实不是只有在这个物质的世界里面，他所创造这一些作王统治而已。
And this God who reigns as king, he's not only a king in the material world.
其实最重要的这样一个王，他要能够在我们的生命当中。真的统治。
But more importantly, he will be a king in our life.
因为神真的在意的，不是这些物质的世界。
Because what God cares is not this material world.
主耶稣说，人如果赚了全世界，但是赔上生命，又有什么益处？
Jesus Christ has said, if a man gained the whole world but loses his own soul, what does he have?
所以真正价值在神眼中有价值的是人这个生命。
So to God, what is valuable is a man's soul.
所以神真的要作王的是在我们的生命当中，每一个人都能够真的成为所爱的子民，完成他当初造人最初的用意。
So truly, where God wants to be is to be a king in our life and as His chosen people.
所以我们从圣经里面得到这些信息之后，我们最重要的目标。就是真的能够将我们自己臣服在神面前，然后称这位独一的真神我的王我的主。
And after we have received this message, what is important is for us to recognize him as king, as our Lord.
如果我们真的把这样一个神当作我们的王，那么我们就会真的在他的带领底下得福气，那我们的生活就会充满恩典，然后看到神一路的带领，让我们很放心。
If we deem God as our King, then in this life will be full of blessing and of His mercy.
我们有这样的体验，有这样的认识以后，我们才真的能够像280首诗歌所说的，我们要到处去高声传，处处传，向每一个众人每一个民族这样宣告。
And after we have understand this and have experienced Him, we will be like what it is in Hymn 280 that will be proclaim and tell it out.
因为这样的一个王主耶稣基督。
Because this King is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他要引这些伤心心灵忧伤的人。
And He is to forgive and to watch over those who are brokenhearted.
劳苦担重担的。找到这个王之后，他就得解救了。
Those who are heavy laden, they come to him, and they will be saved.
真的想要得救的人，找到耶稣基督，他就有希望了。
And those who want to be saved, when they come find him, they will receive salvation.
所以今天早上，我们利用这一个时间，一起来学习主耶稣做我们生命的君王。
And so this morning, we will study the topic of the Lord as our King.
我们先来翻开诗篇93篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 93.
诗篇93篇。
Psalm 93。
这个王，他是创造的主。
And this Lord, He is a Lord. He's a creator.
一切都是由他来的，每一个受造物都要向他歌颂欢呼。
Everything is from Him. All that is created is from Him, and will proclaim His name.
第九十三篇第一节说，神作王，他以威严为衣穿上，神以能力为衣，以能力束腰，世界就坚定，不得动摇。
Psalm 93 verse 1, the Lord reigns, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed, he has girded himself with strength.
二节说，你的宝座从太初立定，你从亘古就有。
2, your throne is established from of old, you are from everlasting.
这在说明这个王的威严。
And this is saying of the king's majesty.
他说他以威严为衣穿，就是说在他的在他我们所到他面前来看到的第一个印象就是哇，他是威严，就是让你觉得说他跟我们不一样。
He is clothed with majesty, and this is his first impression for us. When we see him, we feel that he is one that's different from us.
他穿上这个衣服，就代表他的权柄。
He is clothed with majesty, represents his power.
这个衣服，他说也是他的能力。
This cloth is also his strength.
他以能力束腰，表示他能够行作万物啊，行作一切，每一件事情。对神都可能都可以做。
He has girded himself with strength, means he can do everything himself.
那因为他的这个威严，他的能力，这个世界坚定然后不会动摇，就是这个世界是在神的统治底下，这样日夜不停的运转。
And surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved, and that everything under the earth has its own set routine.
他坐在他的宝座上，他的宝座从太初就立定，从一开始就有，他是当王的。
He sits on his throne and it established from of old.
说，你从亘古就有，神是自由拥有的，没有开始，没有结束，这远超过我们人在时空底下所能够理解的范围。
His throne is established from of old. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end.
那神的这个威严，这些能力，现在他这个样的权柄，让所有的受造物都大声欢呼。
And God's majesty and authority has caused everyone to praise and adore him.
那所以第三节主啊，大水扬起，大水发声，破浪澎湃。
And so that's why in verse 3 it says, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods their voices.
第四节，
verse 4,
神在高处大有能力，数胜过诸水的响声，洋海的大浪。
The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea.
我们这里看到说，你看这些神所创造里面这些大水，他一定要听神的话，所以神给这个水立定界限，这个海浪哦，它不能够越线的。
And from here we can see that even the mighty waves listen to him, and that's why the waves, they have their own boundary and they do not overflow.
所以圣经里面这个作者他一直在强调说，到底谁给这些大地的这些现象划定这个界限，不能够超越神，他是当王。
And so the author of the Bible writes, "Who gives the boundaries of the water? And it is the Lord, our King."
神在高处大有能力，胜过诸水的响声。
He is mightier, he is on high than the noise of many waters.
那表示你看这些所有的受造的，应该都要听从神的命令。
And it means that everything that is created must listen to the commands of the king.
他的声音呢，是威严的。
And his noise, his sound, his voice is almighty.
这是为什么当初以色列百姓听到神的声音的时候，他们会颤抖，他们不敢听。
And that's why when the Israelites heard his voice, they were trembling, they were afraid.
因为他们知道人在神面前这么渺小。承受不起神这个威严。
Because they know how insignificant men are in front of him, and that we cannot stand firm in front of him.
但是这个王啊，他不是让人来吓，不是在吓人的啦。
But this king is not to scare us.
有时候人哦，作威作福，讲一些神的话来吓人。
Sometimes men will say things to scare others.
但真正的王他不用吓人。
But a true king does not need to scare others.
他把他的话讲出来之后。
After the king speak out his words, the words carries authority.
听到人很自然的就会敬畏他。
And those who hear it will naturally fear him.
所以第五节。
So in verse 5.
这就是王的特性。
This is a characteristic of a king.
主啊，你的法度最的确，你的殿永称为圣，是合一的。
Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adores your house.
神他是当王，他现在给的命令。就是他的法度。
And God is king, and his testimonies are sure.
他的法，他的所谓，我们中文说最的确，意思就是说他是最坚固的，是最确实的。 是不会更改的。
And it says are very sure it is something that is, that is, that will not change.
是可以是值得所有听见人来信服的了。
And it is worthy for all those who listen to believe.
所以听到这个王的法度，不用质疑说为什么要这样子，你怎么会下这种命令
？So when you hear the testimonies of the king, do not need to doubt, saying why do you have this kind of decree?
也就是说，这个神绝对不犯错，这个王绝对是正确的。
It means that this king is wrong and that he is always correct.
那他的殿，他所住的地方要永称为圣。
And his house will be forever holy.
因为这个王是圣洁的王。
Because this king is a holy king.
好，那所以他这个他的家是一定是要圣洁的。
And so his house must be holy.
那他是这个所谓这个神的殿这个概念，不是说这个神能够住在人手所造的殿里面。
And this house does not mean that he dwells in the house that men had built.
这个世界就是神的创造。
This entire world is his house.
那其实这个整个神的作为里面都是圣洁，都是荣耀的。
And everything within it is holy.
那我们今天人所造的这些这个部分，今天为什么神愿意来住在这里
？And why is it that God is willing to dwell in the house that man has created？
为什么神要来住在我们的心里
？And why is that God is willing to live in our hearts？
它的前提一定是这个地方，我们的人的心都是能够成为圣洁，神愿意亲近的地方。
And it has to be because that our heart is holy and that we are willing to draw near to Him.
那这个王他的法度很的确，这件事情我们要思考。
And this king's testimonies are very sure, and this is something for us to ponder about.
今天如果我们真的相信，这位真神，他是我的王。
If we today we believe that the true God is our King,
他的话我们一定会很在意。
Then we will care a lot about His words.
因为我们的敬畏里面一定存在着顺服他的命令的这个特质。
Because if we fear Him, then we would follow His commands.
我们现在看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
我们先看105节。
Verse 105.
119篇。125节，对不起，125节。
Verse 125.
125节说：“我是你的仆人，求你赐我悟性，使我得知你的法度。”
125. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies.
这里在说，这个王啊，他是我的主啊，我是他的仆人。现在他讲的法度啊，我要求他赐我了解，让我悟性，让我可以了解他的话语。
Here it says that God is our servant and we are his, God is our master, we are his servant, and ask for understanding that we may know his testimonies.
因为有时候我们不了解神的命令。
Because sometimes we may not understand God's commands.
那有时候我们就误会了，误解他。
And we would misunderstand him.
但是如果这我们悟性，那我们有智慧，还可以知道说他为什么要这样讲的时候，哇，那我们就在他面前非常的敬畏。
But this God understanding so that we may know his testimonies, then we would fear him.
那因为神的这个话语，他给我们这些命令一定都是诚实公义的。
And the commands that God has given us is true and it is justice.
我们现在看138节。
Let's look at 138.
119篇的138节说，你所命定的法度是凭公义和至诚。
Let's look at verse 138. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and are very faithful.
我们现在看140节。
Let's look at 140.
你的话极其精炼，所以你的仆人喜爱。
Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it.
这个王啊，他的话啊，是很精炼，就是他没有啰嗦，他不会讲一些废话，每一句话都很重要，而且很有价值。
And the words of this king is very concise. He does not add a lot more to it.
所以他说你的仆人喜爱他。
And that's why your servant loves it.
对，强调神的这个他的话度本身，他这个是他是王，所以他所给我们的都是公义的，是至诚最好的啊，他绝对不会给我们次好的。
And because he is a king, whatever he has commanded us are righteous and are faithful, and it is the best.
好，我们现在再看第152节。
Let's look at verse 152.
我因学了你的法度，久已知道你是永远立定的。
Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old, and you have founded them forever.
这个就是王的特质啊。
And this is another characteristic of a king.
他既然他讲的话是对的，不用更改的，就是永远立定，不需要修订的啦。
And since what the king says is always true, never needs to be changed, is always correct.
所以神讲的话，以前、现在跟以后都不会变，一样。
So whatever he said, even if it's of old, it does not need to be changed.
所以这个就是我们生命当中永远的王。
And this is the king of our life.
我们愿意听从他。
That we are willing to listen to him.
这个九十三篇就在强调神这个创造他的威严。
And Psalm 93 emphasizes on his majesty and his authority.
他给我们的法度，给我们命令。
And the testimonies and the commands that he has given us.
然后现在他的殿，他这个他所居住的这个居所，一定是圣洁。
And the house that he dwells in has to be holy.
我们今天如果能够看见神的这个圣洁，我们对每一件事情，我们都会去，就会想到说，到底是神比较伟大，还是这个世界，还是我们自己本身比较伟大
？If today we can see His holiness, then we will ask ourselves, is the world better or God?
神是完全圣洁
，and God is holy.
所以，我们人应该要是尽力追求，因为其实有时候我们很难达到这样子神的要求的程度，是神怜悯我们的了。
And we must try our very best to pursue this holiness because we fall short of Him.
但是，当我们愿意这样追求这个圣洁的同时，神就看到我们的心思，他就愿意来帮助我们。
But if we try to pursue this holiness and He sees our effort, then He will help us.
所以，我们的人的这个圣洁是逐渐追求，慢慢一直成长。所以我们越认识神，我们越追求，我们就越靠近神的这个圣洁。
And so man's holiness will continue to try to become better and to draw closer to him.
那神就更愿意来跟我们亲近了。
And then God is willing to draw closer to us.
这个就是王与我们同住。
And this is why that God is willing to dwell with us as a king.
所以九十三篇他这样就宣告神作王。
And so in Psalm 93 proclaims God as king.
我们看九十六篇第十节。
Let's look at Psalm 96.
九十六篇第十节。
Verse 10.
人在列邦中要说神作王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判万民。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns; the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously.
这里在说明这个王，我的王，他是审判的主。
And here it says, the Lord, our God, He is a God of, He's a judge.
公正的审判。
He is a righteous judge.
他这样子公义啊，第十一节说：“愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃。”
And through his righteousness, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad.
哦，第十二节，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐，那时林中的树木都要在神面前欢呼。
And in verse 12, let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord.
十三节
，verse 13,
因为他来了。他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，也按他的信实审判万民。
For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness.
这里在说明这个，其实最后这个审判的王啊，审判的主来的是，到时候全地众人都在等候这个公义的审判。
And this righteous king, this righteous judge will come, and all the people will await his coming.
然后所以天地欢呼，山海都澎湃歌颂。
And the entire world, the sea, and people on the land will rejoice.
你看，今天这个王啊，他会来公正的审判，他坐在他审判的宝座上，来公正审判所有的人。
And this king, he will become a righteous judge, and he will judge the world with his righteousness.
他这里特别提到说他会来啊，他因为他来了，他就要这样子审判了。
And here it says he is coming, and he is coming to judge the earth.
那表示说，有时候。好像他好像还没有施行他的审判的时候，人就是等不及。但是其实人就可以这样子呼吁、祈求、等待神说：“神啊，你来公正审判，众人就要欢呼。”
And this is saying that before God deliver His judgment, some people cannot wait and they await His coming with great joy.
那在第十三节特别强调说，他的公义，他是按公义审判，按信实审判。
And in verse 13, he shall judge the world with righteousness and with truth.
那这个王啊， 他要来啊，这个是一个，这个就是一个预言。
And this king that is coming is also a prophecy.
所以九十七篇接下去。
And so in Psalm 97 it continues.
你看他一开始也是第一节，神作王，愿地快乐，愿众海岛欢喜。
From verse 1 it states, "The Lord reigns; let the earth rejoice; let the multitude of isles be glad."
第二节说，密云和幽暗在他的视为，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Verse 2, clouds and darkness surround him; righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
第三节说，有烈火在他前头行，烧灭他视为的敌人。
Verse 3, a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about.
这里他还强调这个神。他宣告神作王，众人都欢喜嘛，连山海都快乐。
Here emphasized that since the king judged, the whole earth rejoiced and multitudes of isles be glad.
这个审判的主，他是坐在审判的宝座上。
And this Lord of Judge, he is sitting on his throne.
然后他的审判宝座的根基是公义公平，这是他的特质。
And the foundation of his throne is righteousness and justice.
然后在他面前有烈火，先行过一次。
And in front of him, a fire goes before him.
这个审判的宝座啊，是将来要出现的。
And this judgment throne will appear in the end.
当时候，但以理先知啊，他看见。
And at that time, prophet Daniel, he has saw this throne.
我们现在看但以理书第七章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 7.
当时候，这个异象在他让他明白。
And from this vision, he has understand.
大以理书第七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
第九节。
Verse 9.
七章九节说：“我观看，见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。”
Verse 9, I watched how thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days were seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was pure wool.
第十节说，从他前面有火，向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前吃力的有万万。他坐着要行审判，案件都展开了。
Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth before him. A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the book was open.
这里这个先知啊，他看见了这个神审判的这个宝座，上面坐着这个亘古常在者，就是这位啊，创造天地的主宰。
And this prophet, he saw the throne were put in place, and the Ancient of Days were seated, which is the Lord.
他说他的衣服、他的头发洁白。就是代表完全的圣洁。
And this Lord of all, his garment was white as snow, means that he is of holiness.
宝座乃是火焰。
His throne was of fiery flame.
他的轮子是烈火，表示你看像火在他面前发出一样。
As well as a burning fire, and that fire comes forth before him.
他现在来要行审判。
And that he has come to deliver judgment.
案件展开。
And that the book were opened.
他要按每一个人所做的来审判个人。
And he will judge everyone according to their deeds.
他审判绝对是按公正公义的。
And his judgment will be of righteousness and of justice.
这个就是这个王，审判的王。
And this is a king of is a king. He's a judge.
他的威严啊，这个是。我们现在只能够想象了。
And His Majesty is something for us to imagine.
但是其实这在说明，今天我们有时候用想象的比较，觉得好像比较简单哦。但如果看圣经在描述这个真正面对这样的威神在我们眼前的时候，我们每一个人心里都融化了。
And sometimes our imaginations may be simple, but if we read from the Bible, this scene will be truly fearful.
因为这个火焰。是烈火，是 consuming， 就是可以吞灭所有一切的。
Because this fire is a consuming fire, and it can consume everything.
那些在他神面前可以势力这些千千万万这些圣者啊，都是要真的要圣洁，是要公义，是被神接纳的，到他面前来的。
And thousands of saints ministered before him.
哦，那 今天我们也多么羡慕说我们也可以能够在神面前是势力的人呢。
And today we also long to be one who was made deemed as a saint before him.
这个审判的这个王，他这个威严，我们现在看回来九十七篇的第五节。
And if we look back to Psalm chapter 97, we can see the majesty of a king. Verse 4.
第四节，他的闪电光照世界，大地看见。
Psalm 97 verse 4 His lightnings light the world, the earth sees and trembles.
诸山见神的面，就是全地之主的面，就消化如蜡。
Verse 5 The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord.
第六，诸天表明他的公义，万民看见他的荣耀。
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people sees his glory.
那你看现在这里说，当神这个荣耀显现的这个王来了以后，他说连山都融掉了啦，没有了。
And when he revealed himself and his glory, the mountains will melt like wax.
那这件事情其实就像当初在西乃山神显现的时候，众百姓他们当时的心情。
And this is like how the Israelites felt when the Lord revealed himself at Mount Sinai.
出埃及记19章里面那在描述当时候百姓面对神这个威严，他出现的时候。
In Exodus chapter 19, it depicts how the Israelites feel when God revealed himself and they trembled in front of him.
那这个神的这个威严呢，他现在说，他显现第六节是说要让众民看见他的荣耀。
And God's authority and his majesty is for the people to see and tremble.
那看见他的荣耀就是说要看见他审判，公义的审判，看到。
It is for them to see his glory and to see his doings.
好，然后从第七节以后
，and after verse 7，
我们就看到这个审判的这个主，这个作王的神来以后，他产生的功效是什么
？This judge, what is the effect of this judge when he comes?
第七节，侍奉雕刻的偶像，宣告虚无之神，自夸的都蒙羞愧。万神啊，你们要都当敬拜他。
7. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods.
这偶像在神面前怎么能站立得住呢？
And how can these idols stand before him?
那拜偶像的人，他一定会蒙羞愧的。
And those idol worshippers will be put to shame.
所以每一个人都应该要敬拜这个真神。
So everyone will have to worship this true God.
因为这个是神造人最初的目的。
Because this is God's original intent for all of us when he created us.
那这个审判的王来了以后啊
，And this Lord, this judge, when he comes，
如果我们今天是在神面前势力可以被神接纳的，我们就欢呼快乐了。
If we can be accepted before him, then we will rejoice。
这第八节。
So in verse 8，
主啊，西安听见你的判断，就都欢喜，犹大的城邑也都快乐。
Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice。
第九节，因为你神为至高，超乎全地，你被尊崇，远超万神之上。
Verse 9, For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
第十节
Verse 10,
你们爱神的啊，都当恨恶罪恶啊，他保护圣民的生命，搭救他们脱离恶人的手。
Verse 10, You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints.
十一节说，散布亮光是为义人，预备喜乐是为正直人。
Verse 11, Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart.
十二节
Verse 12,
你们义人当靠神欢喜，称谢他可纪念的圣名。
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
这个审判的主，他现在来做王，产生的效果就是，这些每一个人呢，他说这里的人看到你看到我们看到的字眼都是快乐、欢呼、喜乐。
And when this king comes as a judge, then all the people will rejoice.
然后这些罪恶就消退。
And all the evils will be cast away.
第十节特别强调说，你们爱神的当恨恶罪恶。
And verse 10 emphasizes of you who love the Lord hate evil.
其实有另外一种翻译叫做，如果是爱神的人哦，你们爱神的，或者说。神爱那个恨恶罪恶的人呢。
And there's another translation says that the Lord loves those who hate evil.
所以因为这个了解到这个神是圣洁的，是公义的神。
Because we must understand that this Lord, He is holy and He is just.
我们如果真的是敬畏神的，我们就 不喜爱罪恶。
If we truly fear the Lord, then we will hate evil.
那神要为他这个义人、正直人带来亮光，带来喜乐。
And God will bring light and joy to the righteous.
所以这个王是赐福的王。
So this king is a king who gives blessings.
今天他要我们真的成为在神的圣洁公义上有份的人。
And today,
他让我们得到这个福气的。
He really wants us to be part of this blessing.
哦，所以在97篇，他这一篇其实也包含这个预言。
And in this psalm, it also includes a prophecy.
因为这个预言就是耶稣基督他将来要以审判者出现。
And the prophecy is that Jesus Christ will come as a judge.
就是最后在这个主耶稣的国度里面呢，他再临的，他就是来做审判的王。
That in the end, in his kingdom, he will come again and reign as king.
然后为这些行公义的人，就给他的这个就是永远的救恩。
And he will give the eternal salvation, which is the heavenly kingdom, to those who are righteous.
因为散布亮光是为义人呢。
Because light is sown for the righteous.
他预备喜乐是为正直人。
And gladness for the upright.
说明将来天国真正的永远的福乐。
And this is telling us the heavenly kingdom as an eternal joy, place of eternal joy.
在诗篇里面，他所强调就是这个，这因为在当时候旧约那个时代，主耶稣基督的他还没来到，所以旧约还没有显明以前，诗人就是用这样子来歌颂神。他是作王。
And the psalm is declaring the Lord as king, and this is before Jesus Christ ascended to the earth.
但现在主耶稣已经来了。
But now that Jesus have come,
他所准备的救恩已经实现在我们眼前了。
And the salvation that he has prepared for us is in front of our eyes.
因为众人都可以在观神的创造这个世界的时候，众人都可以这样子歌颂说：“神，你是当王，哦，你好伟大。”
And as the we behold his glory, we can rejoice and proclaim his majesty.
这个有时候不是信耶稣人，他们也会这样子歌颂的。
And even those who do not believe in God, they also proclaim his majesty.
但是我们的歌颂跟这些不信靠主耶稣人有什么差别？
But how is our proclamation, how our rejoice are different from those who do not believe?
我们今天是在耶稣基督里面的人。
And today we are people who belongs in God.
我们今天对神这样的欢呼颂赞，他是我的王，其实最重要就是我的生命里面真的已经不再顺服罪恶，而是顺服主耶稣基督了。
And today when we rejoice, we are saying that he is our king and that we are no longer under the reign of sin.
我们是要让主耶稣真的在我们的生命里面做王的。
And we, for us, we truly want our God to be our king in our life.
不是把他当作，他是他的创造，他的作为，我们来赞美他而已。
Not just to praise him for his creation or his deeds.
我们现在看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5,
第十七节
verse 17.
五章十七节说：若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Verse 17, if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
这里在这一节圣经在说明，这个死亡是因为罪，因为亚当犯罪带进来的。
And this verse tells us that reign is brought into our life, death is brought into our life because of Adam who sinned.
但是生命是因着主耶稣基督的救恩。重新赐给我们。
But we receive life once again because of the abundant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们都已经蒙受了主耶稣的恩典，我们不是被拣选进入这个恩典的人呢。
And today we have all received this blessing, and we have all entered into the gate of salvation.
就像以前罪作王，每一个人都臣服在这个死亡的阴影底下一样。
Just like before, all men were under the reign of death.
现在我们每一个人都要因为耶稣基督这个救赎。让他在我们的生命里面作王。
But now, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will receive the salvation and view him as our king.
我们现在愿意顺服主耶稣基督，完全在他带领底下。
And now that we are willing to fully submit to his will. and to his guidance. And he is our king forever.
所以现在看第二十一节。
Now let's look at verse 21.
就如罪人始照样恩典也就是义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
21. So that as sin reign in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
那我们现在说要让主耶稣来做我们的王。
So now we say we want Lord Jesus to be our king.
是在我们的生命里面，我们的每一件事情，我们每一个心思意念，都会愿意顺服他的。
And it is in everything we do and in our thoughts we must submit to his will.
因为我们的生命是他给我们的。
Because our life is from him.
所以其实我们今天已经不再是我们自己的生命。
So today, our life no longer belongs to us.
因此在这个新约里面呢，他特别强调，既然是这样子，那我们就不能够再容许我们这个身体这个罪情欲来做王，来控制我们。
So in the New Testament, because of this, it tells us that we must not let sin or our fleshly desire to reign over our life.
因为我们现在已经重生的人了。
Because we are renewed.
所以这些罪已经不能够功效，已经失去这个统治力了。
So that sin has lost its power and it can no longer reign in us.
而是完全是主耶稣基督作王统治的。
But it has been completely become the Lord Jesus Christ who is our King.
我们现在看第六章第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
12节
Verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it in its lusts.
这里说明我们既然是生命是主的，主耶稣基督是我的王，他说这个罪就不可以再做王了。
Here tells us if Jesus Christ is truly our King, then sin will no longer reign in our mortal body.
也就是说，在我们的生命里面没有两个王。
That in our life there should be only one King.
这强调这个罪的问题。
And here it has specially emphasized on the problem of sin.
我们今天如果真的尊重主是我的王，他说我们就不会把我们就不会顺从我们身子的私欲。把我们自己献给罪。
Because today, if we truly let Jesus Christ reign as our King, we would not let sin reign in our body.
十三节。
Verse 13.
不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
13. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead.
第十四节说。罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们已经不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下了。
14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这里特别在强调，你看今天我们如果主耶稣是我们的王，那我们的身体，我们这个生命本身一定是为这个王活着，为义活着，而不是在为了这个事为罪活。
Here it emphasizes that today if Jesus Christ is our king, then we would present our body for the sake of righteousness.
他说我们已经真的是从死里复活的人，我们的生命跟耶稣的生命联系，他是我的主，我的王。
That we have resurrected from death and that our life have connected with the life of Jesus Christ.
罪已经不能够再做我们的王了。
And that sin can no longer reign in us.
那所以现在我们的整个生命，我们这里的我们的心就是主耶稣基督统治的世界。
So that our entire life, our heart, is a place where God reigns.
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们所组成这个神的这个教会，耶稣基督的身体，也能够真的成为主耶稣基督统治的国度。
And all the brothers and sisters, which is the church of God, that we may become the kingdom of God.
那这个教会真的就是主耶稣基督作王。
And that the church, lets God, Jesus Christ, become the king.
因为我们是已经重生的，就是因为已经从死里、从罪里面活过来的人了。
Because we have resurrected and we have become alive again from sins.
这个死亡已经被胜过了。
And that the sins God has overcome sins.
所以你看主耶稣 那现在我们人还活在世上，这个救恩还在继续进行当中的时候。
And while we are on this earth, and that salvation is still continuously happening.
耶稣还没有再来。
Before Jesus comes.
所以我们还是一样，时间到了，我们就离开，我们就死了。
Before Jesus comes, we will die.
但是我们的死亡是像圣经说是睡着。
But our death in the Bible says that we're only asleep.
我们将来主耶稣再来的时候还在复活，再醒过来的。
And after Jesus comes, we will again resurrect and become.
最后，这个主耶稣基督这个全地的主，他最后要消灭的就是这个死亡的问题。
And Jesus Christ, the Lord of this world, will come to abolish sins.
好，我们现在看《哥林多前书》第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Verse chapter 15.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节这里说，末后，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交给父神。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24.
第二十五节说，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
25. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
26. 近末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
27. 因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，他的脚下。既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的不在其内了。
27. For he has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted.
这里在说明主耶稣基督他最后这个审判的王来到的时候，就是把这个死亡会废掉。
And here it says that Jesus Christ, who will come in the end as a judge, he will destroy death.
那这个最后就是启示录里面所讲的主耶稣基督。神的国度，他说，这个地上的国度成为我主我王的国度了。
And this is what it says in Revelation that this world will become the kingdom of our King.
因为耶稣基督必要。
Because Jesus Christ will reign as King.
我们现在最后来看这一节，看启示录第十一章。
And lastly, let's look at Revelations.
启示录第十一章的第十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
当这个末次的号筒吹响，世界都结束以后。
When the trumpet is sound and the earth is about to come to an end.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音就说了，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
Then the seventh angel sounded and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of us Christ.
其实今天我们在这个教会里面，我们如果能够真的每一个人追求这样子神给我们的吩咐那我们的教会其实就是神的国度，神作王的主耶稣基督作王的国度。
And today in this church, if we can all pursue what God has commanded for us, then this church can become the kingdom of this King of our Lord.
那但是我们现在还不完全。
But right now we are not complete.
有时候我们还看不到主耶稣作王的这个这样的一个事实。
We cannot see this truth that the Lord reigns as King.
有时候好像我们还是我自己当王。
Sometimes we become the king.
有时候在教会里面还看到，好像有人想要当王。
And the church, sometimes we see that someone wants to be the king.
但其实这些都不是真的王。
But none of these is a real king.
真正的王是主耶稣基督。
The real king is Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，当这一切都完成以后，这个号筒吹，世界的国成了我主主耶跟我主耶稣基督的国。
And when all it is complete, when the seventh angel sounded, the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
我们现在把我们的生命主权交给主耶稣基督。
And now that we have given our life to our Lord Jesus Christ,
让他来做我们的王。
We have let Him to become our King.
所以现在罪在我们身上就没有功效。
So sin no longer reigns in us.
那所以罪就退去了。
And sin has been cast away.
然后我们把生命交给主之后，他最后也要让我们跟他一同作王。
And after we have given our life to our Lord Jesus Christ, we will reign with Him as King.
所以，生命的君王，其实最后会我们看到说，当我们有这样的一个尊重神的这样的一个追求，他最后邀请我们跟他一同 作王统治。
And when we pursue him, we have this heart, to seek after him, then he will invite us to reign as king with him.
这是最后他给我们的应许啊。
And this is his last promise to us.
哦，我们最后。并且跟他一起作王，这我们看提摩太后书二章的十二节。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12.
我们若也必和他一同作王，我们若不认他，他也必不认我们的。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us.
因为我们每个人都能够跟主耶稣这样说。
May all of us, become one who is able to say this to him.
主啊，你是我生命的君王。
That you are the king of my life.
你的国长存。
That your kingdom lasts forever.
我们每一个人都是你的仆人。
That all of us are your servants.
那最后，你一定是愿意我们。让我们跟你一起作王。
And in the end, we will become kings and reign with you.
我们承认他的主权，认他。
That we become your servant and we recognize your authority.
他将来也承认我们。
And in the end, you will recognize us.
让我们跟他一起作王。
That we will reign with you as king.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
真正的把我们的生命主权交给主，让主耶稣基督。
That we will allow our lives, and to be given to him and have him reign as our king.
我们今天早上这一节先到这里。
And this concludes our morning service.
默祷结束这些聚会。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.